So I've been thinking about this for some time as a councillor. Look, we know that Bathurst Council is somewhat cash-strapped, and the SRV was actually had a dedicated part of it, if the funds had been raised by increasing rates, was partly to go to doing the maintenance and the backlog issues, particularly a lot of mowing of the verges and, you know, keeping the public spaces neat and tidy. That money was actually going to go to those villages. That's what it was flagged for. But because we're not in that position, I'm trying to work out, well, what's the best way that council can help? And I think that the best way we can help, in the short term anyway, is to help the villages to help themselves. And so what I'm going to do is call for what I guess would be a working title, but it would be the first ever of its kind in Bathurst to have a conference of the villages in early December.
And that would basically bring people from any of the villages all together in one group, because up till now you've just had a meeting with each individual village, haven't you?
That's right. So I was out at Yeto meeting the other night, and I ran the idea past them, and it appeared to me they were quite supportive and favourable, and they liked the idea of getting to know their fellow village, because they didn't really know, for example, how the water flat one worked, and what their particular issues were, etc. And so what I want to do is that there'll be no limit to the number of people from each village that can attend, but we'll probably ask that they have, say, two speaking representatives, and that those speaking representatives provide, to start the meeting, a 10 to 15 minute presentation on the profile of their village, maybe a little bit about the organisation that runs the village, whether it's one organisation, two organisations, is it well-defined, is it a little less formal? And then also, of course, the most important thing is the needs and wants. So, you know, what are the things that the villagers are really crying out for? How can they then look at finding solutions, potentially amongst themselves, as a large collective of villagers? So I actually used to do exactly this sort of thing in the Australian dairy industry when I was responsible for managing and coordinating the whole of the New South Wales dairy industry. And one thing I found, I set up these farmer conferences, they were, was that the farmers loved more than anything, particularly when some farmers were from Bega, some were from Dubbo, some were from the Hunter, some were from Twee. The thing they loved the most is the coming together and, you know, sharing their issues, good, bad or otherwise. And that really actually led to quite a lot of solutions being found, particularly in terms of, you know, tangible resourcing, where they would be able to share contractors, they would be able to do bulk purchases, reduce the cost, those sorts of things, then all become a possibility. And on another level, overall, when you think about it, if the villagers aren't talking to each other, they're not able to present a region-wide profile of what the villages in Bathurst offer the Bathurst community and visitors to Bathurst as a tourism type destination. So there's an outside chance that they might look at each other and say, well, look, as a collective group, we can be defined in this way, and we can present ourselves to the outside world to improve visitation, tourism spend and all that sort of stuff. Because, I mean, let's not forget, our villages are quite extraordinary. From Hill End to Trunkey Creek, the artist community and the history of art at Hill End is amazing. You know, the Gold Rush story, all those sorts of things. Each different village has its own history, there's no doubt.
And I like the idea, as you said, limit the number of speakers from each village rather than one village basically taking over the forum.
Yeah, no, it's got to be, I think, structured somewhat so that people feel that they're, presenting a professional presentation and giving a sense of what their village is all about. So I'm actually heading out to Stathala as we speak, Tim, to catch up with Sasha Cody, who's the Vice President of the Stathala Group.
Right, okay. So that is early December. You're looking at having that forum of villagers.
I've penciled in 14th of December and booked BMEC for it in City Hall, but whether or not everyone can make that, we'll just have to see. But I'm really, fingers crossed, hoping we can get it first go on that date, the 14th of December.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, notice that you're looking at water restrictions again. This is probably really smart, given, you know, the El Nino forecast.
Yeah, well, that's what triggered it in my mind, is that having that El Nino come through. Although I did note that the while spring is, the seasonal outlook for spring is set to be hotter and drier than usual, but the summer prediction is for rainfall to return to, you know, the normal. So with any luck, that does come to pass, but I've got to say I'm pretty conservative on water these days, having been in council during a period of time when we were contemplating shutting down the town when the dam was getting below 30% and all other sources were starting to dry. So, look, I think this council is always going to be conservative on water restrictions from here on in. One of the things I've asked for is that we have a prediction made at the beginning of each season as to what the dam level will be at the end of that season, based on obviously the existing amount of water in the dam, the historical water usage for that period, and critically, the Bureau of Meteorology seasonal outlook. So put all those factors together, and then we should be able to tell at the beginning of spring what we expect to have water in the dam at what level by the end of spring. And then we revise our forecast at least every quarter. It may end up be confirming if conditions were good enough, but then we can also adjust it, you know, between quarters as well. We can obviously adjust the water restrictions any time, but I think having those seasonal forecasts, the future 3 months, baked into our restriction regime and what the actual level is at any given point in time, I believe or I hope that will be a way in which we can mitigate the impacts of drought. And it does sort of feel like we're probably heading towards one right now. Yeah. And I would point out one more thing, though, just on the town water usage. A lot of people don't realise that the Bathurst Township, although it has grown substantially over the last, let's say, 30 years, the actual aggregate amount of water that the town uses has stayed the same. So we've actually done an extremely good job as a community to keep the water level at a fixed amount, given despite the fact that we've gone from, you know, 20-odd thousand to 40-odd thousand people. So our water use efficiency is really very good, and I've also seen recent data about how we've learned really since the last drought, and that our water usage per person is actually a very good result these days. And I suspect we've got that muscle memory baked into our psyche now, and if we have to tighten our belts very quickly, we all will.